halfway through the second parak, the Rambam goes from general to specific. Yesterday we looked at the first four halachos, parak beis of hilchos tshuva. The Rambam is talking about the definition, the core concept of tshuva. Rambam is talking about ideal tshuva, suboptimal tshuva, the central element being aziva sachet, the prospective change, and then the secondary aspect being the retrospective charata al lishaavar. Alachavav, Rambam says that there are gradations. Afal pisha tshuva v'atzaka yafa la'olam hilchot tshuva perek beis alachavav. Tshuva is always effective. Tzaka, as he had mentioned in the Darchei HaTshuva in Halach HaDalad, calling out Ribono Shel'olam, Yafa La'olam. Nevertheless, it's always good, but sometimes it's even better. Aseres Hayam Shebein Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, Hi Yafa B'Yosef, U'Miyad Hi Miskabelas. It's immediately accepted. It's immediately accepted. Shene'emar, Yeshua Anabi Matzah'o K'ra'uhu B'Yosef K'ra'uhu. Yazov Rashad Darko, Yishav and Machshav Asav, etc. That second piece, Yazov Rashad Darko, is how the Rambam had opened this parak. The Azivas Hachet, Azivas Haderach, Hasaras HaMachshava. That's the core of tshuva. And now he moves one pasuk back to the beginning of yesterday's Haftarah, arguably the most famous pasuk in Yishayahu. Certainly that passage in Yishayahu is the most commonly read passage of Navi in the shul. And the Rambam is calling a Gemara Rosh Hashanah and in Yevamos, which wants to know, what does that pasuk mean? There's another pasuk that we're so used to hearing. Sometimes we don't stop to analyze. We just sort of take it for granted. It's beautiful, it feels tainistic. But what does it mean, Dirshu Hashem Behimotso? Should reach out, Yishayahu is telling Jewish people, you've got to reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu Behimotso, when he is to be found. Kiru'uhu Yosokar, call out to him when he's nearby. But the implication the Gemara points out is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not equally accessible at all times. There are times when he's more accessible, there are times when he's less accessible. The Gemara wants to know, well, what's Yishayahu talking about? What's this time when he's, or could be a place, Yosokarov? What are the circumstances under which he's particularly benimsa, under which he's particularly karov? So the Gemara says that it's Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Eilu Asar Yom Shebein Yom HaRoshon Yom HaKippurim. That's the language of the Gemara. That's an important marker for the significance of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. There's a Din D'Rabban of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and that's a Din D'Rabban of HaMelech HaKadosh. But the Gemara understands the significance of it is already recorded in the Tanakh. That this is a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more accessible to us. We understand as the tour opens Hilchos Rosh Hashanah with a Pirkei de Belezer, one of the ancient Midrashim, which understands that Moshe Rabbeinu was, they have to figure out how to read the Psukim in Kisisa. How many times is Moshe, and elsewhere in Chumash, how many times is Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai? The Kli goes up, first time, after Shavuos, it comes down and breaks the Luchos. So that's the Mishnah of Tanis points out. He came down, he went up Shavuos time, comes down 40 days later on Shavuos Ubatamuz, which should have been an extraordinary day of Kabbalah Satorah. Instead, it becomes a day of Chorban. And even Shavuos Ubatamuz is a year older than Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av dates to the second year in the Midbar. Shavuos Ubatamuz goes back to the first year in the Midbar. And then goes back up again. So Pirkei de Belezer says he went back up not one more time, but twice more. A total of three periods of 40 days, up and down. He worked the cheshbon, he goes back up after Shavuos Ubatamuz, comes back down after 40 days, the end of Chodesh Av, and finally goes up in Rosh Chodesh Elul, comes down on Yom HaKippurim. That's how the tour opens the halachas of this period of the year. And then it proceeds to talk about the fact that there was an ancient practice, which is still practiced by most Sephardi Kehilos, to say Slichas throughout Chodesh Elul and Aseres Mei Tshuva. from where do you find the significance of Chodesh Elul? What's the makar? So there's the makar. The makar is the Sprig de Blazer. This is the original the period of time that led to the first ever Kaparas HaTzibur. Yom Kippur is the day, the historical significance of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the first time that Klal Yisrael got palpable, tangible sign that of Kaparas HaTzibur. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai with the second set of Luchas, it's a day of Kabbalas HaTorah, on the one hand. On the other hand, it's a day of Kaparas HaTzibur. But the lead up to it was the entire period of Chodesh Elul and Aseres Me'etshuva. So that's the significance of Chodesh Elul. Then Aseres Me'etshuva, and particularly even more than Chodesh Elul, so that comes from, number one, there's another minig that goes back to the days of Gaonim to say Slichus in particular, not Chodesh Elul, just Aseres Me'etshuva. It's the Din Rabban of Sein HaMelech HaKadosh. It's a focus on Malchus, perhaps more than Tshuva. And you have this idea, which presumably is a notion in HaTorah, I mean, that it is true. It's a spiritual reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Gemara, Yevamos and Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam is quoting here, Perek Beis Lachavav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is particularly benimtza during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Rambam quotes it in a Tshuva context. And he says it's Yafeh B'Yoseh. Tshuva is always impactful, but it's Yafeh B'Yoseh during Aseres Me'etshuva. B'Medvah Amurim B'Yachid. Now, then he goes on to quote the Gemara says that the particular access that we lack all year long, that's when you're operating on your own. B'Tzibur Kozman Shosin Tshuva V'Tzoakin B'Leiv Shalem Heim Nenim Sh'Ne'emar Kashem Elokeinu V'Chol Kareinu Elav. The Koch of a Tzibur makes it Aseres Yimei Tshuva all year long. It could be the 20th of Shvat. It could be the 15th of Sivan. Doesn't matter what time of the year it is. If you have a Tzibur that's doing Tshuva and calling out HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Lev Shalem in a genuine way, not just going through the motions, then all year long with Aseres Yimei Tshuva. But to have a Tzibur that you're growing with, that's a remarkable thing. Moshe Tzvi Weinberg quoted Lisar Tzlichas, a masa that's recounted by Talmud Chacham, who was a young man in Radin at the end of the Chafetz Chaim's life, a couple of years, I think it was 3 years before he passed away, I believe it was a Shal Shudas, and he's seen around with some of the members of the Hanhal of the Radin Yeshiva, which he led, and some of the young men of the Radin Yeshiva. He says, banging on the table, that we need to put together a Chevras Balei Tshuva. Who's going to join me? I'm signing up. Who's going to join me to be part of the Chevras Balei Tshuva? It's pretty daunting. Who's going to be number two? Chavetz Chaim is number one? Yeah, me too. That's a daunting idea. But the notion of having a Chevra of Balei Tshuva, a Chevra of people who are growing, who are dedicated to changing together, that makes Aseres Me'etshuva any time of the year. If you're operating on your own, you're not going to have that unique Koach HaTzibur. So, still, as Rambam stressed, Tshuva is effective and impactful. It's Yafeh, as he put it, even for a Yachid all year long. But if you're a Yachid, there's something special that you could only access during these 10 days. It's an opportunity not to let slip through our fingers. That's why we have a minute of focusing on Slichus. Even Ashkenazim, who they started saying Slichus earlier, but we add to the Slichus. The intensity is notched up. And then he says, as we said before, the pinnacle of it all is Yom Kippur. If you understand the historical significance of Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, as an aside, the historical significance of Rosh Hashanah, at least according to some Tanaim, it is the original Yom HaDin, several millennia before Yom Kippur, because according to half the Tanaim, the Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei was the sixth day of Bria. It's the day of Adam's creation. It's also the day of Adam's Chet. It's also the day of Adam's Din. It's the first ever Aveira, Din, and Onesh that humanity experienced. So it's remarkable. first time we had neshama, and it's the first time that we misuse our neshama, and the first time that we were adjudicated and made to suffer the consequences. Now, that's the historical significance of Rosh Hashanah. Fast forward 2.5 millennia, Yom Kippur is the first opportunity for the first time that there was a, not the first time there was a kapara, but the first time there was a kapara satzibur. And that segula remains. Yom Kippurim, he writes in Halacha Zayin, Uzman Shuva Lakal, Uyachar Ula Rabim, playing off of how he ended Halacha Vav, Yom Kippur is certainly, all the Seder Tzmei Tshuva, to an extent, is Yachid versus Rabim invariant, and certainly Yom Kippur. Kates Mechilo Slichu Yisrael. Lafika Chayavin Hakol Lasos Tshuva Ula Hisva Adobs Yom Kippurim. Every Jew is required to take advantage of the opportunity Yom Kippur offers us. Who's going to say, I have done no chatan in the previous year? He goes on to say in Allah Chachas, that he even quotes from Chazal, that you even, Machlokes HaTanon, the very end of Maseches Yuma, Daf Pevav, Kes of Mishnah, Hadoz Maimni, give you the Mar Makamos. The Rabbah Paskins that Yom Kippur, you even review chatan from previous years, even though you already went through another Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur is an opportunity to chazer the tshuva of previous years as well, in addition to, primarily, the tshuva of the past 12, 13 months of chet. So, no one's going to say, I have nothing, no business to transact over the course of Yom Kippur. No one's going to say, I have no chatam that need work over the course of Yom Kippur. And every Jew, the Rambam says, is chayavin, the language is interesting, obligated to take advantage of the opportunity to do tshuva specifically on Yom Kippur. And he goes on to say, Midrabanan, this is sugi at the end of Maseches Yuma, Midrabanan, we recite vidui many, many times over the course of Yom Kippur, including even Erev Yom Kippur. It's a peculiar Dindrabanan. You have to say vidui and Erev Yom Kippur and Mincha, because we're worried Shema Yechanek B'Seuda Kodem Shiezvada. That maybe you'll die at the Seuda Mafsekes. You'll never make it to Meirev. So you better already say vidoy Erev Yom Kippur afternoon. A startling siyag, as it were, drabanim. And then throughout, but the ikar vidoy Baruch Hashem, we make it to Meir, we hope, and for many healthy years and decades beyond. So it's good that you said vidoy mincha, just in case we wouldn't make it to Meir. But the ikar vidoy is on Yom Kippur itself. It could be on Yom Kippur itself. So even though you said Vida Mincha, you could say Vida Ma'ariv again. And then over the course of Yom Kippur, we say Vida twice every tefillah. And again, that fits particularly well with the Rambam's stress in Parag Aleph on the mitzvah being expressing my tshuva verbally in the form of Vida. So the Vida, everyone is Mechiv Lasa Tshuva, Ula His Vados, B'Yom HaKippurim. It should be noted that the Rambam says chayavin, everyone's chayav to do tshuva Yom Kippur, but he doesn't say it's a separate mitzvah. There's the mitzvah of tshuva. Under the rubric of the mitzvah of tshuva, it has a lot of parameters and details, and it's meaningful all year long, and you're particularly required to take care of it on Yom Kippur, in addition to other days of the year. Ben Yonah famously disagrees. Ben Yonah understands that apart from the general mitzvah tshuva b'chol hashana, is a separate independent mitzvah, sounds like a separate mitzvah in the Tariq mitzvahs, of tshuva b'yom ha-kippurim. It's a question of how you read the pasuk. Kibyom hazeh, the pasuk kibyom hazeh, it ends, lefnei Hashem titaru. So how do you translate that? It's a question. Lefnei Hashem Titaru is a havtacha or a tzivoy. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm promising you, I'm assuring you, you will have the opportunity. You always have that special opportunity, Yom Kippur, as we've been discussing. As I said, the Rambam is presenting it. Yom Kippur is a particularly accessible, impactful time. He also does say chayavin, but not that that's a pasuk. Rabbi Yonah seems to understand, Lefnei Hashem Titaru, well, number two, Rav Sadia go and actually understands that Lefnei Hashem Titaru is a tzivui, but a tzivui in the literal sense. That you're supposed to, you have to go to mikveh and advance Yom Kippur. You have to come into Yom Kippur Tahar. That's why going to mikveh and Erev Yom Kippur is even more important than Erev Rosh Hashanah or any other Erev Shabbos Yom Tov. Rabbi Yona seems to understand it is a tzivoy, not only a haptacha, maybe a haptacha as well, but it is also a expectation. It's not just a Kadosh Baruch Hu's business that he is ready to be mataras. It's our business. We're mechuyev to be matar ourselves, not in the sense of tefillah, the mikvah, but in the sense of being matar from our aveiros. That there's a separate mitzvah of tshuva be Yom Kippurim. Maybe tonight we'll have a chance, post Mishmar, to see some of the reflections of that. Some of the nafkaminas and Rabbeinu Yonah's thinking about Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur. It should be noted, even within the Rambam, you get the sense also, if you read the Rambam delicately, and that he coined Gemara at the end of Yuma, that Erev Yom Kippur afternoon, it sounds like it's already a little bit Yom Kippur. Right? I could already, it sounds like, have a partial fulfillment.
Sorry to interrupt.
So the coming back, so you see, the Rambam stresses the vidui of mincha, baruch if mirtz Hashem, we all make it to Ma'ariv. So the vidui of mincha is not the same as the vidui of Ma'ariv. That's mamish Yom Kippur, but there is apparently still some degree of Yom Kippur-ish significance to Erev Yom Kippur afternoon, which we intuit that perhaps is expressed in the requirement to have a suda achila b'erev Yom Kippur, and particularly Erev Yom Kippur afternoon, which we'll be neder speak about more tonight, and is captured as well in the fact that, well, I could at least a vidui at mincha Erev Yom Kippur already be gain a little bit of the flavor. It probably is more, sounds like it's more than just a seres meichu, which already is a madrega. I'm already getting into not exactly tosefes, but it's already a little bit of the aura of the unique, particularly unique flavor of Yom Kippur itself. Rambam ends the parak with a din that appears in Shulchan Aruch as well, that every Jew is required to seek kapara during these days. So kapara may require more than one ingredient. Certainly one ingredient is tshuva. And as the Rambam records in the end of the first parak, sometimes you need tshuva as well as Yom Kippurim. But Rambam then goes on to quote in Halachatas from the Mishnayos and the Gemaras in the end of Maseches Yuma. This is the original source, I believe, in the language of Chazal for the differentiation between Ben Lachaveh and Ben Lamakom. And that is how many ingredients are necessary. I'll do tshuva, tzak, as Ram said in the first parak, there'll be a tshuva lefnei Hashem via the vidui. I've repaired my relation with Kadosh Baruch Hu. That may suffice. Or maybe I need the added kirvas Elokim, the added lefnei Hashem of Yom Kippur to further bridge that gap. But if it's ben machavero, to only have a conversation with Kadosh Baruch Hu is half the story. But to klap al chet, and even to do an honest, genuine tshuva, but to leave out the other person is pointless. I mean, pointless. It will not achieve kapara, as Rama goes on to say. Halacha test. In a tshuva l'yom kippur mecharpin el averes b'ram l'makom. If it's a mitzvah, it's a avera between me and Rosh Hashem. For instance, mishachal davar aser, rachman al-tzalan, a Jew ate something not kosher. Or Baal Bi'ilah Asura, Rachman Latzlan, the Jew was Mezana. He took the holy gift of Bia, that gives us potentially access to so much Kedusha, and abused it. So that's Aver Shabram Lachaver, Shabram Lamakam. You better do Tshuva Yom Kippurim. That's your recipe. More details in the first parak, but that's the concept. Aver Shabram Lachavero, but if it involves someone else, Kagon Chovel Bachavero, I punch someone in the nose. O Makalas Chaver, I cursed someone. O Gozel, I stole. Two things Rambam says. Number one, you have to pay him back. I have to pay him whenever I owe him. And number two, you have to make good. I have to make him emotionally whole again, not only financially whole. Afal Pisha, and Rambam stresses. I pay back the money. That's not sufficient. It's necessary, but not sufficient. I need to reach out, and I need to repair the relationship. The Rama quotes from Chazal the details of going and asking, and he stresses, even if there's no money, yeah, I didn't steal, I didn't hit him, whatever. You know, it was a shepherd him a little bit. It was a comment that he didn't appreciate. Rama says, don't sweep that under the rug. I feel a low hiknit, as chaveiro, a little bit warm. It was just words. It just annoyed him. Big deal. Rama says, that is a big deal. No, but that's a law of Daraisa. You wouldn't eat bacon. That's a law of Daraisa. Behemoth Tamea. You also shouldn't hurt people verbally. That's also a law of Daraisa. Well, some of it is no, it's dark. And you're going to need to understand that there's a price to be paid. You're gonna cause people pain verbally. Later on, you're going to have a difficult conversation. I need to reach out. And it's on me, as Rambam goes on to quote from Chazal, I may need to reach out more than once in order to make good. If I was hurtful, so now that I bear the onus of rebuilding the relationship, I bear that burden. So that's something to think about throughout the year. Ideally, to think before you speak. That would be better. Shabul Chachmashtika. Some things are better left unsaid. Or to quote Lahavdil Benjamin Franklin, words to live by. Not everything that one, and it's even more, has so many more nafkaminas than in Benjamin Franklin's day. Not everything that one thinks should one say. Not everything that one says should one write. Not everything that one writes should one publish. And he was in the publishing business, as you know, for part of his life. Nowadays, almost everyone's in the publishing business. You have a thumb or two, and you can instantly spread whatever Dvar Chachma or Dvar Narishkeit comes to your mind. You gotta choose. You can disseminate things far more rapidly than Ben Franklin could have possibly dreamt of when he conceived of the notion of having a national postal service. That would run the Chidushe Ben Franklin. That the federal government should run a post office. There should be outposts in every city so that there can be post delivery. Hagab Yatzmacha, what we take for granted. Power that we take for granted, that we could use well or poorly. Despite the line that cynical line that people sometimes have, it's usually better to think beforehand or ask permission beforehand as opposed to asking for forgiveness afterwards. But if that's going forward. But in terms of what was already said, what was already implied, the lines and the emojis and whatever else was said verbally or otherwise, so that's a din in Shulchan Aruch. The same with this din in Shulchan Aruch about same Pesukah de Zimra before Birkas Kriyashma, the machlokes is whether it's a minig or a halacha. Here's a vadaya din in Shulchan Aruch. It appears in Shulchan Aruch, the din l'chaladeus. That's a din daraisa. But over this week, I need to think about, I need to sit down, carve out some time, halacha l'maisim, carve out some time to sit and think quietly by myself, who did I hurt over the last year? Not a pleasant question to ask, but really important one. Who did I hurt over the past year? To sit and think. Sit down on a piece of paper and again. Who did I hurt? Who should I be reaching out to? Sometimes we have much easier time thinking of who hurt me over the last year. Okay. But it would be more useful on a lot of levels to spend a little time thinking about who have I hurt? Last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Think of it. Find at least one, ideally everyone on the list, at least some of those people, to reach out, to call. Don't text. Ideally go over, pick up the phone and call, or text them and say, we need to talk about something once at a time. Make an appointment, be a substantive conversation, and be a man. Be a bigger man and say, I was an idiot. I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm really sorry I hurt you. I feel terrible. That's an incredible, incredible, incredible thing to do. It can repair a friendship. It can repair another person's feelings. And that's what a Jew needs to do any time of the year. And particularly during the Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This is part of the Avodah of this holy, valuable we can have.